An Anchorage police officer is being accused of 10 counts of sexual assault. Anthony Rollins was taken into custody today after a three-month investigation uncovered six potential victims. The investigation began on April 16th when a staff member at Standing Together Against Rape, or STAR, reported information about an alleged assault by Rollins while he was on duty. Anchorage Police Chief Rob Hewen says special investigators found five other potential victims, but more could still surface.
We went back through all of his contacts that we could find. It is still ongoing. Let me remind everyone, there's no statute of limitations on the sexual assault. So we expect that as we continue this investigation, there's a chance there might be other victims. That is something that the investigation will play out.
Rollins has been with the Anchorage Police for 13 years. He has served as a patrol officer, a police spokesperson, and a canine officer. He allegedly committed the first sexual assault 3 years ago. Police Chief Hewen says the police collaborated with the state and with the FBI during the investigation. He says police officers should always be held to a high standard, and he is confident justice will be served in this case.
Let me stress that Rollins' alleged actions are aberrant and detestable. Officers are compelled to function independently within the confines of the laws they are sworn to uphold and have the authority to enforce. They are and should be trusted.
The executive director of STAR is praising the way the Anchorage police have handled Rollins' case. Nancy Haig says investigating officers have been diligent, responsive, and respectful. She says, unfortunately, cases where public officials take advantage of their positions of power are too common.
I know I hold law enforcement officers to a standard of where they would be law-abiding citizens and helping to protect us as opposed to putting us at risk. So this is particularly, I think, particularly difficult for the community to know that this has been going on by an officer that we would hope would be upholding the law.
Haig says it's always difficult for survivors of sexual assault to come forward and report the crime, but it may be especially difficult in a case like this. She says the community owes a debt of gratitude to each survivor who speaks up.